like to play an old-time fiddle tune here that's played... around the country in different versions. This particular version came from Ed Haley, blind fiddle player from West Virginia. And it's an old tune called Bonaparte's Retreat. And it's a tune which I like to think of as roughly fulfilling the same artistic space in fiddle music that War and Peace fills in literature, and Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture fills in classical music, or long hair music, if you please. There you go. What can I say? And there's two tunes here. I'm going to play Bonaparte's Retreat, but I'm also going to play an old tune that I learned when I was a child back in Missouri called Dry and Dusty, which I later found out is a tune called Napoleon's Charge. So I'm going to play that first, and then we'll play the retreat. And of course, for those of you that don't know, this is the descriptive tune which tells the story of, in music, of Napoleon chasing the Russian army up and through the winter wilderness of Russia and trying to engage them in combat, and they wouldn't fight. They just kept going on up into the woods, and he kept chasing them. And of course, the Russians were very well equipped to fight in the woods, and the French weren't. So they decided that they would stop in Moscow for the winter and camp out, because the Russians had already vacated the town except for some of the working class folks. So they went into the palace there and they raided the wine cellar and they built up a big fire and put their feet up and lit their pipes and prepared to wait for spring. And somebody looked out the window and told Napoleon, said that somebody had set the town of Moscow on fire, and they thought it was time to get out of there and go back to chasing the Russians. So they got their army together and they went out of Moscow north, and as they did, all of the rest of the population of Moscow loaded all these wagons up full of what they could plunder out of the homes of the wealthy people there in Moscow and followed them up through the wilderness. And they got up to a river, which I have in a book at home and has a long Russian name, which I couldn't pronounce anyway, and I'm not going to try to butcher it here. But the Russians were up on one side of this river in the woods, and they were all camped out with cannons and everything like that. And the French got to the side of the river, and they knew that they needed to get across to the other side to get the Russians. So they built a little footbridge, and this is in the middle of a very cold winter, and there's chunks of ice floating in the river. And they got the little footbridge built, and the army got pretty much across the bridge. And when they did, the Russians opened fire from the woods. And of course, the French were trapped in the little gully between the river and the woods, and they had nowhere to go. And most of them jumped in the river and froze to death or drowned. And it was a terrible, terrible thing, and lots of bloodshed and people dying. And they couldn't get back across the bridge because the bridge was choked with the rest of the army, and behind them all the people of Moscow with all their wagons. So in the middle of all of this, Napoleon Bonaparte decided that it was time for him to go back to Paris for help. And so he took off his cocked hat and took one of his lieutenants, and they made their way down through the crowd on the bridge, and they got back a couple of miles down the road, and they commandeered a stagecoach, and they went on back to Paris for help. And this is a little bit akin to the old joke of the airliner that's in trouble. And pretty soon here comes the pilot and the co-pilot down the aisle with their parachutes on. And they tell the passengers, don't worry, we're going for help. It's kind of that same kind of thing. At any rate, this is the first part of this is Dry and Dusty. The last part's Bonaparte's Retreat. And you'll hear the cannons going off in the last part of Bonaparte.